Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Wagner. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Charlie Wagner. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Otto Denning. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci bunts towards the mound. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. DiMaggio moves to third. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio scores. Pesci moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Boudreau fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett takes first base on ball four. Weatherly moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wagner fields it and throws to third for the out. Hockett moves to second. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hockett moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is walked intentionally. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball four. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Finney for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball four. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hockett hits a line drive towards first. Lupien catches it and steps on first to double up Weatherly. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lupien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lupien moves to third. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-1 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to home to get Lupien. Tabor moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Fleming hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heath scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boudreau. The throw from Peacock and he is out, Doerr applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pesce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0 for 1 in the game. Denning hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett. Williams reaches second base with a double. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr bunts towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Mack covering, for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lupien hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hockett takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner bunts towards the mound. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. Hockett moves to second. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a line drive into center field. DiMaggio picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on DiMaggio. Hockett scores. Heath moves to second. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fleming is walked intentionally. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 2 in the game. Peacock hits a line drive into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pesce hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to third. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 3 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0 for 2 in the game. Denning hits a pop-up towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kennedy. The throw from Peacock and he is safe. Kennedy steals second. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Kennedy covering, for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lupien is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hockett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner bunts towards first. Lupien scoops it up and throws to first, with Doerr covering, for the out. Hockett moves to second. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops it up and throws to first, with Wagner covering, for the out. Hockett moves to third. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Fleming is walked intentionally. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Lou Boudreau. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hockett scores. Fleming moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Oscar Grimes pinch runs for Chubby Dean. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rusty Peters now playing shortstop. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-3 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin pinch hits for Charlie Wagner. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.